Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. Infinite love and gratitude, bliss and joy, peace of mind, and well-being is what we're seeking today. I am Reverend Lisa Giroux, sharing pathways to peace, purpose, and prosperity as we are managing dangerous opportunity today on this day, this amazing day where life is occurring. Dangerous opportunity, what does that mean to you? Well, dangerous opportunity are the two Chinese characters that equal or represent crisis. It is said that we are witnessing for ourselves or for others a crisis about every 90 days. And so often, so very often, when we are in crisis or witnessing crisis around the globe, we go into a fearful state. And that fearful state blocks our ability to respond. When we come to responsibility, when we witness and recognize what it is and how it is for us here and now, at this moment in time, this point of power, we begin to respond with ability. And I was thinking today about this show when I was writing this show, and I was thinking about how often in my life the healing that occurs beyond crisis, the peace of mind and well-being that is maintained, allows us to maneuver through this time, this very energetic time. And we see crisis as our, as a teacher, as a tool for teaching, as an opportunity to learn the lesson that our soul desires. I want to read this. Out of every crisis comes the chance to be reborn, to reconceive ourselves as individuals, to choose the kind of change that will help us grow and to fulfill ourselves more completely. If we begin to think of the crisis that we're witnessing and perceiving as an opportunity for growth and expansion, there is a switch that is thrown. And I'm going to be talking to you about some of these on-off buttons that we want to be pushing. We want to be turning some buttons off, we want to be turning some buttons on moving forward. But one of the switches that is thrown when we're in crisis, when we're seeing crisis, is this fear switch. And the switch of fear is really paralyzing. It is debilitating and damaging. That's why we say in this work that we're doing as energetic life strategists, as choosing peace of mind and well-being, that's why we practice when we're feeling fantastic, so that we have something to draw from when we're feeling less than fantastic, when crisis evolves and arises. And so if we're going to take a dangerous opportunity and turn it into a most amazing experience for growth and expansion, we draw from those moments of peace of mind and well-being, and we get back to center more quickly. And, of course, that is through our simple practice. And those of you that have been working with me, we know the importance of this each and every day. But if you're new to this work, if you're new to expansion, soul expansion and spirit growth, and the wonderful opportunities that we have for learning through these times, we know that the healing that occurs will be a quantum leap. It will be the quantum leap into enlightenment as we leap over the hurdles of dangerous opportunity. So we must look at crisis with the cold eye of detachment. We must witness and recognize, A, what it's doing to our body and our mind, B, make that switch, push that button, C, restore our peace of mind, because only through the peace of mind are we able to get to the wisdom of the universe, to get to the intelligence that will help us navigate, to get to the Christ consciousness, to get to the universal aha. So let's take a breath here and now. And let's just witness for ourselves within our bodyscape where we are receiving or perceiving the ringing and the pinging that may be crisis in our life. And as we see our bodyscape as the globe, we're witnessing and recognizing these places not only within our body in the micro, but also in on the earthscape, the macro. And so we breathe into that place. And we must allow the peace to come. The healing will not occur until the peace comes. You know, I think about all the times in my life when I've created crisis and drama and all the times that I was able to shorthand it, shortcut it, get to the quantum healing only comes through my practice. And many of us have many different modalities of practice. Whichever one gets us to the wisdom the quickest is the one to choose. So each and every day as we are using our still silent connection play phase, our still silent connection to Source, to God, to the Christ consciousness, however you language it, don't really care, just do it, we open up to this wisdom. We can't do it with the distracted mind. We can't do it with the drama mind. Don't be a drama mama. So we take this breath. And we recognize that soul like the outside, soul like the inside, that the ringing and the pinging that is demanding and commanding peace now has to be felt here, here in my heart, here in my mind. So that I can now send out the reverberation of healing, of peace. Peace on earth begins with peace of mind. So if you're witnessing, recognizing, and feeling out of whack and wonky within your body, you're reverberating that out onto the planet, and we're seeing that everywhere. So from this peaceful moment in time, we are calming the tensions. We are calming the fires of transformation that are occurring. We are commanding to be peaceful now in our hearts, in our homes, in our places of worship and work, whatever it may be. We're commanding it. Remember, the Source wants us to use this energy for benefit. The Source has taught us how to do this, but we've forgotten. So as we breathe and receive, and we exhale and expand outward, we want to make sure that we are grounded, that we are in the point of power, which is only at this moment in time, that we are choosing to be effective in rearranging this thought pattern from, oh my God, I'm in crisis and I'm crumbling, to aha, remember the sound of God, aha, I now see this as an opportunity and a teacher. And I want to say thank you to all my teachers, right? And sometimes our toughest teachers come in this form of what we call crisis. So let's breathe in. let's expand and let's hold for an instant. And let's come to peace with the inner landscape. And let's breathe that peace out to the outer landscape. So where in your life are you buying in to crisis? Where are you buying into, therefore, expanding this crisis? Be it of personality, be it of relationship, of work, of dis-ease, lack of ease within your bodyscape, and where on the earth is it being received? Well, I'll tell you where it's being received. It's in all those places where there's drama and crisis and no peace of mind. Infinite love and gratitude to all those spaces. Because it is our responsibility. It is our responsibility to take charge of our own thoughts, recognizing that every thought is a measurable unit of energy that is reverberating all the way out across the planet, and it's getting in, sucked into those black holes of horror. We'll just call it a black hole of horror. And so now we want to realign and redefine peace, purpose, prosperity, of good thoughts, good health, right work, right relationship, right contact with Source, with the divine, with the God force, with the Christ consciousness, with the angels, with all the beings of love and light to surround those places, those dark holes of horror, and demand and command the shift now. Exhale that out. Bring that back in. Transmute it, bring it to your heart, send it down to the core of Mother Earth, where it is burned off, harmless and formless, never to return. But the restoration is occurring. We are resurrecting to a new way of believing for ourselves, commanding peace of mind here and now, and witnessing it out there. So from this moment forward, we choose our peace first. We have to choose our peace practice first. And if anyone is on for questions, I apologize because you know I'm always walking when I'm preaching. So thank you all for being here and now and with me. That was very energetic and I'm very grateful. So let's take the most mundane of crisis, and this is, of course, a judgment call. But anytime we take these perceived opportunities to overcome, dangerous opportunity, but instead of doing our work, of coming to peace, of asking for guidance, of demanding and commanding the energy to work on a benevolent behalf, on for the benefit of all, We're buying into the drama, and we must step aside. Remember how we do that little technique, right? When we want to adjust our attitude, when we want to adjust our icky, sticky feeling, sometimes we have to just step aside, just make an energetic movement, okay? So step aside from where you were standing in hell, okay? Get the hell out of hell and get back to the business of being at peace and witnessing and recognizing that the quicker I can learn this lesson, oh Lord, the sooner that I can receive this gift of learning, the greater my understanding will be. The quicker my restoration to peace, the quicker the wisdom will come, whether it's for yourself or someone else. Let me take a breath here, and let's connect. Into the heart we go, and down to the earth we go. Exhale, bringing it back into the heart, and now out to the ethers, through the top of the head, the crown chakra, encircling the planet now with that love of this moment, of this present time consciousness, of this powerful, peaceful place that we are creating, you and I, here and now. We are overriding all of that. We're not buying into all of that. Whenever we've had great opportunities to overcome, there is such that feeling of restoration. There is just that wonderful calm. That's what we're seeking here. And you know the first three things that we're going to that we're going to return to, as always, is being here now, fully present, present time consciousness, witnessing whatever it is. You know, your broken fingernail to, you know, God forbid, war. We take this breath because it is our gift from God, all right? It's that first gift. Remember, we have involuntary breath and we have voluntary breath. When we breathe with awareness, we are remembering that gift from God right away, right? And so we take this aware breath. And we feel our inner landscape. And we witness and recognize what might be ringing and pinging for us. And next, and as we move forward, we're going to be talking about those things this week. So that is the most important thing, is to get centered and breathe with awareness. And then, of course, hydration, hydration, hydration. The reason why we must maintain our hydration is because the body, the energetic field, can only be effective in manifesting change, in manifesting something better, in receiving the wisdom, if it's in the flow. If we're not hydrated, if we don't have good, clean water, and if you do have good, clean water, you better be grateful. But we have to hydrate because we are an electrical, what's that, a big building that produces electricity. We're an electrical generating machine, and you need water because the water will begin to clear out the gunk. As we come into this energetic field, into this realm, here and now, we now stand in our truth and our power at this moment in time, and we look back, and we're so grateful for our journey. But we can only flow to this moment in time and have peace of mind regarding it if we've gotten rid of the debris. So many of us are lugging around the fear. So many of us are lugging around the hatred. So many of us are lugging around the crap and ola, really for lifetimes, if you believe in former lifetimes. And I do believe that this soul is everlasting and that we sometimes carry this karmic residue. Our hydration is key to releasing residue. And then step three, of course, is to move. Hang on. Sorry, I scared the dog. So we move, and we march, or we dance with delight, or we do our yoga, or we do energetic breathing. But what all of those things, that triangulation of frequency that we're creating here and now, restores us to our power, our present time consciousness, our awake awareness that we are source. We're not separate from source. We are source filled. Every cell, every atom, every molecule, every quark, and smaller, because remember, we will recognize smaller, minute pieces of ourselves, is source. Remember, we are only pretty much matter and space. We're mostly space, right? So the matter that is within all of us, you and me and them, and we're doing this for the benefit of them that hate us most, we really are just this frequency of infinite possibilities for love and light, for leaping over dangerous opportunities into quantum healing, into frequencies that are ever-expanding. Remember, the frequency of hatred on the scale of consciousness is about a 2. Remember, we don't want to buy into, oh, I hate that, because then we are contracting. We say, I would love more peace. I would love more wisdom. I would love more light. I would love more love. That's how we heal. So whatever dangerous opportunity you're experiencing now, let's come to this moment in time. All right, take a sip of our water here. The candle is lit. As we take one breath, and we expand and we hold that breath and we begin to squeeze the physical body. Squeeze, 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 engaging that powerful pelvic point. Squeezing the body, squeezing the body. And now we're exhaling. There goes the residue. Now comes the wisdom. As we take this breath, and we begin to march in place, stepping aside from who we were, becoming who we are. God, let it unfold gently, graciously, gratefully, beautifully now. Imagining it as if it is and feeling peace. Now let's send that peaceful feelings out to all the people in our lives, all of our loved ones, through the east and the west and the north and the south, above and below, center and within, restoring peace now. Breathing now. This is the third one, so we take this for everyone else. Breathe this in. Feel your power and your potential now and breathe it into those places and spaces that may be compromised, where people have forgotten their free will to choose for themselves now this teaching and allow it to expand and ever unfold. May you be filled with peace of mind as dangerous opportunity comes your way. Step aside, witness it, learn the lesson, respond with ability, and take that quantum leap into enlightenment. It only occurs at this moment in time where life is happening. And I want to thank you for being with me now. I want to thank you for taking your leap of faith with me, witnessing and recognizing all over the planet the light is being woven. We are weaving the light of peace of mind. We are weaving the light our well-being. We are weaving the light so others may see. So whatever your crisis may be, we want to get to the peace of mind about it. We want to get to the transmutation of it for quantum healing. In the quantum field, there is absolutely no time and space. We are perceiving it as hellish. When we step aside and look at it with the cold eye of detachment and allow the wisdom to flow by maintaining our physical apparatus to the highest ability, breathing, hydrating, moving every day, breathing, hydrating, moving, all with awareness, all with rhythm, all with focus and flow, we are restored. We are resurrected. We are rejuvenated. We're wise beyond belief. And we want to be grateful then. Grateful, grateful, grateful. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Because that frequency of appreciation, the gratitude that raises our altitude, as Dr. Norma Edwards taught us, is what gives us the ability to then just deflect and redirect and rewire and rework and realign and redesign with the divine to an even more amazing space and place. And so as we continue our journey, practicing when we're feeling fantastic, making sure to choose stillness, making sure to choose silence, getting all of the electronics off our bodies for a period of time and grounding out that negative electromagnetic field and realigning to what else is possible for us now. Remember, if we use the analogy that our mind is like a garden, and it will grow whatever we plant in it, then we want to make sure that we are planting these seeds of infinite possibility, of love and life, peace of mind, well-being. Peace is a choice, people. Peace is a choice. And we can choose it no matter what's occurring. And when we get to that place where we are feeling peaceful, even during times of crisis, then we know that we're on the right track. Then we know that the lessons and the teachings that crisis can share with us is beneficial. We can forgive ourselves for forgetting our true power. And that the only point of power is this moment in time. And this moment is amazing. So, as we continue to reverberate out peace upon the planet, encircling the planet with our love, our light, we're asking that it be received by the two-legged, the four-legged, the winged, the creepy crawlies, the stones, the trees, the rivers, the oceans, the fish, and all other upon the planet. We're just a bundle of frequencies. We're just a bunch of vibrations that are either formed in the form of this amazing, beautiful body, or a tree, or a dog, or a weapon, or a car. And when we share love, and only love, and peace, and only peace, which, remember, on the Gematria scale, peace, love, and God are all the same frequency and vibration. They're all the same thing. They're interchangeable as words. They're interchangeable as frequencies. Then we know that the wisdom has arrived. And when we say thank you to all our teachers, when we say thank you for all the experiences that have led up to me at this moment in time, and now I'm going to step aside and make a new choice, a new reckoning, a new awareness of where I'm going and whom I'm becoming, each and every day unfolding like the thousand-petaled lotus. Each petal is an amazing experience. Each petal is light, love. Each petal is a new beginning. Each crisis overcome is a whole new level of awareness, a whole new unfolding. May it occur with joy and ease and grace and glory, and may we stand grounded and powerful for those who have forgotten and hold that frequency of love and light so that they remember now. Big deep breath. Let's just let that go. Remember, breathe, hydrate, move, enjoy, love this life. I am Reverend Lisa Giroux, sharing pathways to peace, purpose, and prosperity, reminding you that you are powerful beyond measure, and you get to choose. Namaste.